You're listening to Bass Fan Radio.
Welcome to Bass Fan Radio. I'm your host, John Storm, and today we're going to talk to Texan Kelly Jordan, who's in a pretty unique position. He's one of the better sticks, one of the best sticks on tour, on either tour, and yet he's never won a major title, Classic, Cup, Angler of the Year on other tour, on either tour, and I have to imagine that he just can't wait to get down to Alabama and see what he can do down there. Let's see if we got him. Are you there, Kelly?
I'm here, John. Thanks for having me.
All right. I don't know if you heard what I just said, but, man, where does an Angler of the Year title fit into your goals right now?
Well, I think that's every pro angler's goal. For sure, and it's one thing that I definitely really want. I've come close to some classic victories, and I've finished fourth in the Angler of the Year before, and been real close. And you know, this is just another shot, and you give it your best effort and to get it done, because you know that's one of the biggest skins there is in the sport.
Yeah, and going into championship week, which is coming up quickly, you know, a lot of folks out there are looking, of course, Kevin's in the lead, Skeet's a point behind him, Alton's 7 points behind Kevin. You're only 23 points back, and that's not – you have ground to make up, but you are very close with two legs in the way the point structure is.
Yeah, I've looked at the points pretty close, and there's a pretty big disparity between first and 12th. Couple stumbles here or there and a couple really fine finishes, it could shake up really well. The way that the points are, Kevin and Skeet are going to really have to have a good final charge there as well to even just to maintain where they are, the way those points are. So, you know what, it's anybody's game, and if somebody can really come through and just have an outstanding week and a half or two of fishing there on the Alabama River and Lake Jordan, it's anybody's game, and that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you look at the way the final event would shape up for an Angler of the Year title, at least the way it's been in the past. You sort of look at it and you think in terms of how difficult it would be to make up ground. But under this structure, it seems just as easy to lose ground because there's only 12 guys. The disparity between the points, the five-point increments between first, second, and third, and whatnot, you can get healthy or you can get hurt in a hurry.
Yeah, like I said, yeah, you can. That is absolutely a possibility. And, you know, you got to wonder, I've had a few people ask me, you're kind of in the mid-ground. You're looking forward. You're looking up. You know, you have nowhere to go but up pretty much. You know, if you fall, really, who cares? The guy on top who had big leads, you know, and then now, but we all knew this was going to be at the end of the season. This is a whole different format. You know, I got to be wondering what those guys are thinking, you know, because they're going to have to do really well, like I said, to just maintain. They're going to have to really perform these final tournaments as well. It's going to be a shootout of the ages right now.
And it's a limited practice format. I don't know if you've been down to the waters, this year at all. Obviously, you wouldn't have been able to test it in September, and it's off limits right now. But you guys got 2 days on Jordan, then you fish, 2 days on the Alabama River, then you fish. That's not a lot of time to dial in fish for a quality bite, or is it?
No, it's not. But you know, our comfort level with that is pretty high on the Elite Series because, we typically have our three-day practice, which is actually about 2.5 days because the third day, you know, we have to be at the meeting by 4 o'clock or whatever, get in, get our boats ready, be ready to roll the next morning. So a two-day practice... that's not a big challenge. It's not a big obstacle. There's a lot of times I find all the fish I want to find the first day of practice, and you're just waiting on the tournament to hurry up and get here so it doesn't change too much. But it definitely is a compressed practice time. You're going to have to go out there and try to develop several patterns because, you know, I don't know what the weather's going to be like when we're there, but there's going to be some changing conditions. And, you know, this is like the transition between summer and fall. A lot of times that's a really challenging time of year to really pattern fish really strong. But then again, if you do find it can be really rewarding. All kind of stuff going on. I imagine there's probably going to be several really productive patterns. And you're going to have to really do well, and you're going to have to do it 2 weeks in a row. That's going to be the hardest part of this whole thing, is just keeping that momentum going. I've had some pretty good momentum coming into this postseason, so I'm really excited about that. And you just try to, you know, ride that wave as long as you can and keep that positive attitude and all the stuff you're doing right in the previous tournaments and hope you can ride that into the postseason. So that's what I'm looking at, you know, looking to do for Kelly Jordan and trying to find those big fish.
Yeah, now some of the guys in the field fished the 2003 event when it was a split format, and they fished the Alabama River, then they went to Lake Jordan. You mm-hmm. didn't take part in that, right?
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, how'd
you
finish? Yeah,
I was there. I was the first guy out of the cut to go to Lake Jordan, I think.
Oh, man, really? Okay.
And Jeff Creek made the finals. He's a good friend of mine. And we were fishing the same, pretty much the same spot, and he made the top 10. I think just the top 10 went. Mm-hmm. Might have been top 12. I can't remember. That was several years ago. But he was telling everybody in line, he pointed at me, going, man, Jordan should have been leading this thing. I watched him lose them all, and he did. And I could do was kind of hang my head, but that's the way the fishing is sometimes, especially with those really tough Alabama spotted bass there on the Coosa River. Those are the toughest bass on the planet. But I didn't get to go to Jordan, but I fished the river there, the Alabama River there. I've been there twice. And that time I almost made the finals. And then the last time we were there, I didn't do so well, but I had big bass the whole entire tournament. So, you know, hope I can kind of keep those vibes going. But
yeah.
Lake Jordan, the first event, that's going to be a total X factor for me. I have never seen the lake and then never been on it. So that's going to be some people could look at that as a disadvantage, but I'll tell you what, some of my best tournaments have been on bodies of water I've never seen before, and I've actually won them. So that's an advantage as well. So I'm going to try to take that part of that equation and work that out. So
share the name of the lake, except for the
Yeah, day. Everybody's kind of joking, man, wouldn't that be great to win on Lake Jordan? I said, sure, that'd be awesome. You know, there's a lot of little quirks like that going on. And all these guys in the top 12 are just, you know, absolutely outstanding fishermen, you know, heroes in there of mine as well. I'm fishing against them, get to fish with them on a, you know, daily basis almost during the regular season. But to be with them in this postseason shootout is really special. And then, you know, trying to overcome the you know, challenges that those bodies of water are going to bring us and come out on top, that's going to be really exciting to try to get that done.
What are you thinking just in your head prior to going down there, Kelly? Are you thinking that you're going to get on a flipping bite, or you think it's going to be tough and a finesse deal? I mean, what's going through your head?
Well, you know, I thought about that, John, and whether the finesse, you know, bite may be a really strong deal, because, you know, we know how well, like, say, Luke Clawson has done on the same, you know, I guess four or five lakes up. What was that, Neely Henry or wherever he won the FLW championship?
Logan Martin, I think.
Yeah, you know, and I think that's the same. I think that's the Coosa River chain as well, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not that familiar with it. But, you know, I know there's a lot of docks, similar deals. So, yeah, I've been running through that in my mind. That might be a really strong pattern, you know, the finesse stuff up around the docks. And there are times when you have to do that, because that's just the way it is. That's not my style, but I can do it and do it well. But I definitely, like I said, I think I'm going to be looking for a strong flipping bite, possibly a cranking bite. I'm going to be looking at a cranking bite, and you never know, that big spoon might come out. And
yep.
There might be one or two fish caught in the topwater. I'm kind of thinking about that as well. So you never know. I'm going to have all those, you know, all those bases covered, I hope, to the best of my ability. And, you know, have an open mind and go out there and try to fish the fish and what's happening.
Well, all right, Kelly. Hey, I'm getting excited. I'm going to be down there, and I'm going to be able to watch you go at it. And I know you got to be getting a few flutters here and there, too. So we really appreciate your time today. Can't wait to see you down there, and best of luck in Alabama.
Thank you, John. And anybody that's out there that gets to come to the event, we'd love to see you. It's going to be a great week for Bass Fan.
Bass Fan Radio.